And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience, our DDD, Devotional Diamond of the Day. I'm going to share something that happened last night that's connected to Texas, that's connected to our lives, that's connected to you and connected to your prayers. So I'm calling it Crazy Amazing. Crazy Amazing. Also, we're going to do Michigan News. Hey, I forgot to tell you, Agent Squires, we're going to do Michigan News. We'll probably want to pull up that sound thing when we get there, but that's not until later. We're going to do the fishy edition. That's right. No, really, it's the fishy edition. We're going to examine the wisdom of the wife because I'm not dumb. That's why. And today's Facebook post freaked out.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn toward drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. And the more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. Then, after decades of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined K-Praise, and this radio program began. You are about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Wait till you hear this story about what happened to my wife and I last night. Oh, wow. Also going to check into politics, I don't know why, entertainment and current events, personal revelations, spiritual observations, my life's insanities, and oy vey, so much more. Hey, we're asking you, what do you think? Give us a call at 866-577-2473, 866-K-PRAISE. Remember, any topic is technically open for conversation because it's not professional radio, it's TV with no pictures. There you go. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, the David Spoon Experience. Here on AM 1210, K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210, K-Praise, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210, K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Okie dokie artichokies. That's not professional radio, but it is radio. I want to encourage you to check out Alive Solar. Go to AliveSolar.com so you can see what Adam Hamill is doing. Wait till you hear this testimony. It actually involves Adam. How about that? Adam Hamill, president, CEO of Alive Solar, plus new owner of Excalibur Roofing. So you're talking about solar. You're talking about roofing, you're talking about consultation, you're talking about installation, you're talking about everything under one roof. That's funny. Roof. Get it? Solar, roof. Okay. AliveSolar.com, 760-877-4759. 760-877-4759. Nine. Couple other things to throw in your direction before we get to what's bugging me, which we'll get to in about 30 seconds. I want to remind you about the event that's taking place on October 29th. San Diego area Lutheran churches are sponsoring a hymn festival at College Avenue Baptist Church. 4747 College Avenue. San Diego Lutherans, Baptists, Methodists, Presbyterians, other Christian denominations are forming a mass choir, accompanied by a brass orchestra and the church's own 38-rank pipe organ in observation of the 500th anniversary of the Reformation. And following that festival is a German dinner, and it's free. You miss this, it's all on you. I got nothing for you. I would, because I don't have that, there is this, stjamesib.org. stjamesib.org. You'd also can go College Avenue Baptist Church. You can type that into Google and get the information from the church directly. Pretty simple. Here we go. Let's do what's bugging me. I waited an extra day for this. This is brought to you by E. coli Termite and Pest Control. Powerful termite and pest control.
as gentle as a butterfly.
NicolaTermite.com, 800-332-BUGS, 800-332-BUGS.
Yeah!
Okay. I stab at thee. You like that one? A little bit of I stab at thee, kind of like the Wrath of Khan thing. All right. That's where that's coming from. Here is what's bugging me. You're not going to believe what I'm going to say, but I'm going to say it anyway. So the other day I woke up, it was Saturday, and I was like, hey, what's that thing on my nose? And so I looked at it and looked kind of weird, and you couldn't tell if it was just like a little growth or something. So I did what every guy would do. I squished it. That's no big deal. What was funny is how Monday and Tuesday, I was walking around here at the office, and everybody was so gracious, they didn't say anything about the red spot on my nose. What's bugging me is that when I cross my eyes, I can see it. Do you ever see something on your nose when you cross your eyes? And that was bugging me because I knew it was there, and nobody said anything. They were being gracious. Yet, there it was on my nose going, hey, I'm on Dave's face. And on his nose, on display, which, by the way, my nose is not small. Therefore, take a look at me. Hi. That, folks, is what's bugging me. My nose. And the mark thereon. And the length thereon. Okay. Let's talk about something that happened last night. As many of you know, we are in the wind down on the show. We have two more weeks effective on Friday. I won't be here on Friday because I'm going to look at cameras. No, actually, I'm not going to look at cameras. Cameras are going to look at me, apparently, which means no red, no orange, no blue, no purple, which was really fun yesterday when we went to the Cheesecake Factory and my wife got the cherry cheesecake, the strawberry cheesecake thing, and I had to just look at it because I can't eat that. I can't have any of the red dyes in me or anything like that. I just want to say thank you for that. So we met the couple that is coordinating the rental for us in Texas. Now, I've been talking to you guys about this. Remember, we have been saying, look, we're doing this by faith, and we really do trust the Lord, and you know, somehow it's all going to work out. And we looked at several different houses, but we kept waiting. We just didn't feel right to pull the trigger, you know, not to act yet, not to jump yet, not to step yet. And then this house, we knew it was available, but they were having a hard time getting our representative in. They got in there. She took the videos. We got it. It's like, we just think that's the house. So the guy, it turns out, lives in Escondido. And so we're in Carlsbad. So we met at Escondido last night at the Cheesecake Factory at the Escondido Mall. We thought that's probably a good idea. We got everything done. Everything's coordinated. We should probably meet them so they know. I mean, after all, they are accepting us into their home, so to speak, and we want to be honorable and do the right thing. So we get together, and I will tell you, we were supposed to get together at 7. We got together about 10 to 7. We were done about 10 after 9. So we spent about a little more than two hours together. Watch this. Watch this, folks. Ready? Here's the world we live in, because the Lord is the conductor. We thought there would be some connections with them because they're Christians, very involved with the crew organization. They had a crew retreat at their house not that long ago, and great people, really enjoyed them. We would probably be friends if it was kind of a different type of setting. It turns out that one of Noelle's relatives plays bass at the church is where one of their relatives goes to church. Okay, so we thought, well, that's cool. You know, that's kind of a cool connection. It doesn't happen often. And now watch this. Remember I told you about my son Joshua, how they moved to Fate from Carlsbad, and three houses down was a girl who just had a baby like 2 years ago, 3 years ago, and she actually moved there from Escondido, right? Follow this. She moved from Escondido to the same street my son's on. My son moves on that street. They're both new families, young children. It turns out that that girl who came from Escondido went to Emmanuel Faith Church and knows my daughter-in-law's cousin. I mean, they know them. They're like, they have like friendship. And we're thinking, oh, that's so amazing. Joshua moved out of all the things. You throw a dart at the map. He moves three houses later. Somebody moved from Escondido. It's 10 minutes apart from where they used to live. Now they're 10 seconds apart. Isn't that great? That's a great testimony, right? Well, guess what we found out last night? Wait, hold on. The gal that lives three houses down from Joshua, right? Listen to this. She rented the house that we're renting in Texas. She was a former tenant of the same house we just got. The landlord goes, well, that's good, because she's like, you're the only one who knows how to turn on the fireplace. Just like, wait, let me get this straight. This girl who was in Escondido and moves to Fate ends up moving three houses away from my son, and now they're neighbors and that whole thing's working out. It turns out she's also the one that used to live in the house that we're about to rent. We're like going, wait, what? And it's the same person. Do you see that connection there? How the Lord set it up? And we're just sitting there. We're all looking at each other going, no way. So Noelle's there. She's texting my son. She's like, you're not going to believe this, but is this your neighbor's name? Well, guess what? And it turns out that our landlords were at her christening and knows her whole family, and her whole family goes to Emmanuel Faith, and these guys go to Emmanuel Faith, and everybody knows everybody. Yeah, it's an accident. What? We're just like going, wait a second. And I'm just going to say this because I want to say it because I don't think people will understand. And I had a really big concern about air conditioning because it's Texas. And he's sitting across from me going, yeah, we just put in a brand new air conditioner. It's really an excellent system. I'm like, okay, this is just panning out left and right. Because when the Lord guides, he provides, and he's got it coordinated. Because remember we talked about yesterday. There's a plan in place, and it's not mine, and it's not theirs, and it's not yours. It's God's plan. It's crazy, and it's amazing. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break, then come back. Don't go anywhere.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
What do you say when you're asked about abortion, suicide, euthanasia, and capital punishment? You know how you feel, but can you share your thoughts effectively, compassionately? Do you know what the Bible says? Now you can, with the help of Pastor Philip DeCourcy from Know the Truth Radio.
Not all killing is murder. There is a distinction between taking innocent life and taking the life of those guilty of heinous crimes.
Pastor Philip wants you to have a free USB flash drive with his biblical teachings on matters of life and death. Just log on to our station website and use the keyword life.
When God dies in the mind of a culture, man dies.
Pastor Philip confronts the moral issues of our time in matters of life and death. It could help you influence others to preserve, not destroy, life. Ask for your free USB flash drive.
Log on to kprz.com, keyword life. That's kprz.com, keyword life.
Come and hear Greg Laurie in Oceanside.
The church is a place that says to anyone, you can believe and become a part of the family of God.
Pastor Greg Laurie is coming to Oceanside for a special event on Sunday, November 5th. Join him at 12 noon for the kickoff of Life Point Church, led by his friend and fellow pastor, Mark Finnegan.
Join Pastor Greg Laurie and me on Sunday, November 5th, as he gives a special message to help launch Life Point Church in Oceanside. Bring your Bible, bring an open heart, and bring your family and friends, and let's see what the Lord will do.
Hear a special message by Pastor Greg Laurie at the inaugural Sunday service of Life Point Church.
We all have a part to play.
Don't miss this special event at the new Life Point Church in Oceanside, pastored by Mark Finnegan. Greg Laurie is the special guest Sunday, November 5th at 12 noon. For more details, visit lifepoint.city, not .com, lifepoint.city.
Hey, remember the mortgage meltdown of 2008? Have you tried to get a mortgage since then and been turned down? Or maybe you haven't even tried because your credit score is stuck at 585 or your tax returns have too many write-offs. Well, Cash Call Mortgage has great news for you. We've just introduced programs for people who've been told no. And what's doubly exciting is that we can solve your mortgage problems with no closing costs, no points, title, escrow, and no fees.
Wait, Cash Call, are you saying you now have credit and income-solving mortgages with no closing costs? Are you kidding?
You heard right. A credit or income-solving loan with no closing costs. Call 877-890-CASH and we'll work with you to solve your mortgage issues. Make the cash call at 877-890-CASH.
Impact Mortgage Corp. DBA Cash Call Mortgage. Equal Housing Lender. Call 855-657-9910 for terms and restrictions. California Department of Business Oversight Residential Mortgage Lender Law License 4131083. NMLS 128231.
That's 877-890-CASH.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.
Was an upright man, thought I made a stand. But now I'm down on my knees.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. This segment brought to you by our good friend Sam Rasul. How good of a friend is. First of all, Sam will be in tomorrow for our last interview. That's a little sad. Sam is the man when it comes to real estate. If you're thinking about buying or selling a house and you do it through Sam, 25% of his gross commission goes to whatever ministry or church you want. That's pretty good. If you're trying to fix up your house so you can sell it, he has a fix-it program where he forwards up to $25,000. So you can fix up your house, you list the house with him, the house sells, he takes the money that was forwarded back out at the close of escrow, doesn't charge any interest. Boom. If you want somebody to come and testify at your church who was born a Muslim, became a Christian, Sam, also available. He's got a great testimony, loves to share it. ThinkSam.com, ThinkSam.com. .com, 858-780-1-SAM. 858-780-1-SAM. And we know that you might not be the person who you're, maybe you're not thinking, but maybe you know somebody, your brother, your sister, your cousin, your Aunt Ethel. What about Aunt Ethel? Don't forget about her. Or maybe it's people in your Bible study or at your work or somebody saying, yeah, we're thinking about buying this or doing this. We just say something really simple. We say, send them to Sam. There you go. Send them that way. There you go. It's goo. I don't know how you say goo, but I think that's goo. All right, let's get rolling. I do want to let you know in regards to Sam. Like I said, he'll be on tomorrow night. Oh, one other thing I do want to mention real quickly, and that is Steve Wheeler, because he's going to be on not this week, but next week, or the very last week. Da-na-na-na. And he is the man, the leader of Whitefields Ministries, which is a ministry that's committed to taking the gospel to every place on earth, supporting rural pastors educationally, financially, and inspirationally, plus providing clean drinking water to villages that don't even know what that is. Is that gross? I'm not talking about bottled water, man. If they had tap water, it would be a 9,000% improvement. And these guys are creating systems where they can have filters for water so that they can drink clean drinking water and not use cesspools as their systems. It's unbelievable. I encourage you to go to whitefields.org. And Steve would ask you, and I love that he would do this, hey, don't worry about financially supporting us. That the Lord will help with, and if that's down the road, great, but pray for them. That's what they want. They want to be covered in prayer to make sure that the ministry is doing that which the Lord desires them to do in all the steps that they take. I just think that's the right way to do ministry. They're like, look, I want prayer first. I want to know what the Lord wants. Okay. Let's get ready for Meshuggah News. Here comes Agent Squires playing that.
Oi, it's so humid. Oi, it's so humid. Oi, it's so humid. It's like the sauna in here.
The Meshuggah News.
Oi, it's so humid. Oi, it's so humid. Oi, it's so humid. It's like the sauna in here.
The sugar news.
There we go. We haven't had a chance to do many of these. I've been a little bit more restrictive of late, but here we go. Meshuggah news. The fishy edition. The fishy edition. Leave it to the New York Times, my friends, to tell you what is true and what is not true. Leave it to the New York Times. Again, I just have the hardest time because people make fun of the Times, and then in the next segment they do something, they'll quote the Times. It's like, no, I'm not going to quote the very person that I just thought was a bozo. That's ridiculous. All right, so here's the latest thing they came up with by Heather Murphy. This is just 2 days old, so it's pretty fresh. Ready? Fish depression is not a joke. Fish depression is not a joke. Apparently, Heather, very, very concerned on what she perceives is fish depression when the fish are in the bowl. And she feels that everybody is a little bit more like, you know, Finding Nemo and doesn't want to be in the tank where the dentist is, but wants to be in the ocean. Of course, she's not really talking much about freshwater fish, because freshwater fish that go in the ocean don't do so well. But it leads me and reminds me of a famous story in the Spoon household, which I will share with you now. And if you have a problem thinking fish are depressed, do me a favor and change the channel. It's really, it's that button over there, or it's that push thing. Just change it. So when my kids were young, we bought them fishy, right? And, you know, I've told you this before, fishy in a little tank, they have a light, don't they? There's a light in the tank so you can see the fish. You turn that little light on, you can see it. So what I didn't know, because I was a little younger then when I had kids, is that apparently when the light goes out, you have to change the light. But when you do change the light, you should not put a 60-watt regular light bulb in there, because if you do, it will fry the fish. How do I know that? Because the next day, after I did it in the evening time, everybody woke up, and all the fish were fried. That was the way I said to the kids, it does not appear to me that fish should be a part of our future in regards to putting them in a tank until you're able to do it yourself. I don't think the fish are depressed. I think the fish are overwhelmed like people that have their eyes open because the world beyond them is so big when it's in somebody's room, it takes them a fish lifetime to get over it. Not to be outdone by that story, because I have many more. Is this story, apparently, and I do think it's funny that they had that fish psychologist have the fish sit on the bench and talk to them. That was funny. Anyway, here's another story. Whales and dolphins apparently have been determined to gossip. Again, the human mind reading fish thoughts, kind of an Aquaman-ish thing going on here. Knowing what the fish are thinking, apparently what happens is two whales will be sitting there, another whale will go by, and the one whale will say to the other, look how fat she is. she plays the whale field. Apparently they gossip. How do they know that?
Nobody has any idea in all the world,
except we do know this for sure. The people that wrote the story are gossips. So maybe it's a little bit of projection. I'm not sure. I also wanted to make sure that you knew this was going on because I want you to stay informed. As a consumer, here is something that's fantastic, and we'll just kind of wind it down with this because I'm not sure what to do with this. The five most triggering Halloween costumes in 2017. I'm much more of a fan of the Harvest Fest kind of mentality and proper good or spiritual themes. I don't have any problem giving kids candy. I don't think you should have a problem giving kids candy. It's not that big a deal. But you can't have one of these costumes or you're going to go to PC jail or PC hell, whichever is first. You can't have a hobo costume anymore because a hobo costume means you're insensitive and you shouldn't be insensitive. You can't have a man's Arab chic costume anymore. I think that's just obvious because somebody might mistake you for somebody in ISIS and throw the candy at you. You can't have a native princess costume anymore because you can't have any Indian kind of costumes. You can still have cowboy costumes, by the way. You can't have the fat ballerina costume. There's an inflatable costume that blows up and it's fat and it makes her look fat. And I guess they don't, that's not acceptable. But the last one is the best one. We'll close with this. You can't have a costume that says the wall because the wall is so offensive, you can't get candy if you're a wall. Okay. Yep, it's a fishy episode indeed. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break, then come back for more. Don't go anywhere. My soul.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
I was kind of at wit's end.
I like to go one way, he likes to go another way.
Maybe now is the time to invest in your marriage.
I thought I was doing everything that I could do.
Family Life's Weekend to Remember. Immediate practical help for today.
This conference gives you a chance to be transparent.
It sparked a habit of deeper communication in our marriage.
And hope for tomorrow.
The biggest thing is that it can bring hope in a marriage.
It touched on subjects we had not even talked about.
It's been the jumping off point for hundreds of conversations.
So get away and do something great for your marriage at Family Life's Weekend to Remember. Coming to La Jolla, November 17th.
If you really are serious about marriage, you really have to
invest.
Invest and get help. Because we all need help.
Ready to invest in your marriage? Visit weekendtoremember.com.
The investment that you make would be invaluable.
Experience resident life, worship in chapel, sit in on classes, meet current students and faculty, participate in events, and enjoy San Diego Christian College. Register to experience college for a weekend at San Diego Christian on October 26th through the 28th. College for a Weekend offers a great opportunity to visit the beautiful campus and immerse yourself in the SDC community and truly experience what life at SDC is all about. You'll have an opportunity to learn about the financial aid resources that are available to you, speak to SDC coaches if you're interested in athletics, and converse with professors from the major of your choice. Visiting the college that you're interested in can be an important step in deciding on the right school for you. We believe that San Diego Christian provides so much more than just a great education. Don't just take our word for it. Join us for College for a Weekend and see firsthand the exciting things happening at SDC. Learn more at sdcc.edu. That's sdcc.edu.
You know, you just don't have enough money. That's right. Your golden years aren't so golden because you don't have enough gold. You're retired and you can't get your hands on your own money. It's tied up in your house and you can't use it because now you don't have enough income to qualify for a refinance. Your house rich, but cash poor. And you still have to make those mortgage payments. I'm Rich Agazino of Park Place Funding. Let me help you make your life a whole lot better. A reverse mortgage can convert the money you invested in your home into tax-free income and eliminate your mortgage payments for the rest of your life. You're only over 62. Imagine the rest of your life without those mortgage payments and money in your pocket. So, no more mortgage payments, and I'll cover the cost of the loan. Call me, Rich, 949-547-2702, Park Place Funding. We're working to make your life a whole lot better. 949-547-2702. 949-547-2702.
CRE number 01883363. NMLS number 337745.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. I do want to let you know, if you want to reach the show, David Spoon at KPRZ.com. It was a fabulous meeting that we had with these landlords. Just really feel like the Lord is like, go here, go here, go here.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. I had a chance to talk to Pastor Sean real briefly today. He's going to be helping me out with a little favor. Amazing Grace Fellowship. Just, you know, he's a great guy. He's got that heart for God. You know, I know that, you know, sometimes you get involved in ministries, and some of the bigger ministries are, they're cool, but I love the passionate pastor who just tries to do everything out of his heart. Now, he can't do everything, but he loves it because he wants to do it for God. That's the part I like. And then as you grow older, you have to delegate because as you get older, you move slower. It's kind of one of those things. But anyway, so I had a chance to chat with him, and real blessing he is. And just these people that have coordinated, and we're all talking about this as an Abrahamic kind of approach. Like, hey, the Lord said go here, you go. If the Lord says stay, you stay. And it's like the whole thing is to do what the Lord tells you to do. That's how we're supposed to be functioning. Okay, don't want you to forget KPRZ app for the app stores. It can be either the Apple or iPhone-y thing. It could be the Android-y thing or the Invisiphone. And somebody want to know what the Invisiphone is. The Invisiphone is an invisible phone in your hand that doesn't cost you any money per month, but it also doesn't make calls, have pictures, or connect to the internet. It's right in your hand. Just open up your hand. You'll get it. In fact, if you want me to send you an Invisiphone, just send me an email. I'll send you one through the Invisimail. All right, let's go to this particular DDD called The Wisdom of the Wife. So in our society, we call people names primarily because, you know, that's the way to try and win an argument is just call somebody a name. And people have a hard time with that. And so if you don't like, you know, women giving insight, you know, you are misogynistic and you're, you know, sexist and so on and so forth. Or if you don't like a woman being a pastor, maybe per se, or senior pastor, or the elder, or if you don't like, you know, that type of thing, you're going to get labeled one way or another. Now, the idea that God uses both male and female is beyond simplicity for believers. Of course he uses male and female. And I've said often God made his greatest creation when he made man, then he went one better and made a woman because she is the final refinement of creation, just to let you know. But this is a deal where we are all surrendered to the Lord and we all have roles that we fulfill. As a husband, I'm a protector and I'm a provider and a guider in our household. And that's what our household is. We believe the scripture is accurate. We don't believe that a husband should use a whip to control his household because it's really not what it says. What it says is the husband manages the household. Management takes a little bit of insight and wisdom. And the insight and wisdom tells you when somebody says something that's better than you got, use it. In this case, that happened between my wife and I. She had a better handle than I did on something pretty simplistic. Let me tell you what it is. This was a while back. We were talking, and so I'm sharing something that took place in the past, but I want to give her props for it. You know, she said to me as she was reading scripture, she said, you know, works can be a stumbling block to salvation. Now, just think about that. Works can be a stumbling block to salvation. So I thought, wow. I said to her, well, that's going pretty far to say that works can be a stumbling block to salvation. Her reply was, well, why don't we read Romans 9? And I'm like, well, okay. So we did, and she was right. Romans 9, 30 through 32. What then shall we say? That the Gentiles who did not pursue righteousness have obtained it, a righteousness that is by faith, but Israel who pursued a law of righteousness had not attained it. Why not? Because they pursued it not by faith, but as if it were by works. They stumbled over the stumbling stone. Now, I had to wait and think, wait, I'm going through all my ecclesiology and soteriology and martyrology and Wait, hold on. People that access the righteousness of God by faith receive it, but people that try to access the righteousness of God by works miss it. Yeah, she was right. This is all I got to say. I might be more educated in certain Greek and Hebrew elements. She's right. I was wrong. People that pursue salvation by works are creating a stumbling block for themselves. I'll deal with James in just a minute. But let's understand something. If you think that that which you produce qualifies you, then salvation is based on you. But it's a gift. So it can't be based on you. The gift has to be given by the giver. You can receive a gift, but you don't give yourself the gift. It has to be given to you. So the idea in salvation is that we access salvation by faith. It's not that works don't exist in our lives. That's not what we're saying. We're talking about the point of regeneration. We're talking about the point of sanctification. And when the Holy Spirit and the cross and the Father's declaration for you being a child of His all come together and merge at once, that is by the redeeming work of Jesus Christ, and that is received by faith. And if you try to appropriate it by your own efforts, you will fail because you cannot appropriate the grace of God. By definition, that's an oxymoron. Grace is unmerited favor, favor that cannot be earned. You cannot do to get there. You know what you got? You got to say, okie dokie, I receive, I believe. There's been an argument before for people saying, well, when you receive, that's a work. Well, I don't agree with that, but my comment would be you still can't receive without the grace of God, so it doesn't matter. And the connection to James that's been, I think, greatly misunderstood, even by those who said it's a right strawy epistle, that was wrong. The connection to the James passage is simple. Salvation is not by the works themselves, but the works do demonstrate that your faith is alive. That's good. It's not works that are attached to the church's traditions, churchianity. Jesus clearly taught that traditions are the rules of men and not the law of God. Real faith is not obeying a list of rules. Real faith is an extension of authentic faith in action. It's not do's and don'ts. It's believing. And you really understand this when you come into play with Hebrews 11:6, which says, without faith, it is impossible to please God. I'm just going to note that it does not say without works it is impossible to please God. It is without faith it is impossible to please God. And if you focus on the works, that can become a stumbling block because guess what you're not focusing on? The grace of God given through Jesus Christ. When your attention is focused on what you do, then your attention is on you. Is that not pretty straightforward? What shall we say? Righteousness has been obtained, a righteousness that is by faith. But Israel, who pursued a law of righteousness, has not attained it. Why not? Because they pursued it not by faith, but as if it were by works, and they stumbled over the stumbling stone. You know what the stumbling stone is? You can do it. No, you can't. Only God can do it. You can't do what God can do. If salvation is from God, then your hands did not create it or mold it. His hands did. That's why it's a gift. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break, then come back. Don't go anywhere. Because in his hands I'm changing.
local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
I am pure Burmese and strong in my own religion. I did not want to hear about Jesus, but Pastor Ruwat came and told me about him. When Da Ai Tin first heard about Jesus, her reaction was, "I will never believe your God and change my religion." But Pastor Ruwat continued to visit, sharing God's word and answering her questions. At first, she rejected the message, but after 1 year, her heart softened. And then one day, she clearly knew that what Pastor Ruwat had been telling her about Jesus and salvation was true. Now she is a believer in the living God. We at Whitefields Ministry support pastors so people can hear the gospel.
This is David Spoon, and many of you are out there looking for an opportunity to advance the kingdom of God. Well, your partnership by praying and donating to Whitefields Ministry can advance the cause of Christ by starting more churches in needy communities. Visit whitefields.org or call 760-846-8610 and donate today.
Hey, K-Praise friends, Sam Rasul here with Keller Williams Realty. No catchy radio jingle here, just me asking for the opportunity to earn your business. I've been a top-selling realtor here in San Diego for over 2 decades, having sold homes all over the county. I'll give 25% of my commission back to a ministry of your choice. I've already given thousands to Turning Point, San Diego Rescue Mission, and Samaritan's Purse, just to name a few. I'll even front any home fix-up costs at no charge to you. As a former Muslim and now Christian, I put God first personally and professionally. If you or someone you know is considering buying or selling a home, just meet with me. You have nothing to lose. I'll even share my testimony and give you a copy of my book. Call me now at 858-780-1SAM. That's 858-780-1SAM. Or visit me online for all your real estate needs, thinksam.com. That's thinksam.com. God bless.
This is Michael Medved. I'm here with Mike Stahl from Health Markets, helping folks find the right Medicare coverage. The news reports say that the rates might be going down.
The government projects the cost of Medicare plans will decrease this year. So you have to ask yourself, are you getting the best rate? Health Markets offers a free service with access to thousands of Medicare plans nationwide to help folks maximize their benefits and save money.
What is it people need to keep in mind?
Enrollment in the right plan is not automatic. With so many Medicare options, it can be confusing. My advice, don't go it alone. Get unbiased help to find a plan that may cost less and cover more with lower co-payments, more choices like dental and vision, and the freedom to choose your doctors. With the enrollment deadline only weeks away, it's important to act now. Our Health Markets Medicare assistance is free.
Thanks, Mike. This is Michael Medved for Health Markets.
For your free Medicare assistance, call 800-292-7796. That's 800-292-7796. 800-292-7796.
It's the one and only David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Quick reminder again, if you want to reach the show, davidspoon at kprz.com. That is the email. And let's see. Could use some prayer. I got my procedure taking place Friday. There are approximately this show, tomorrow's show, and then 10 more. Ooh, in the 12 count. Ooh, that should be pretty wild. And we're coming up with something special for the last show. You would think we'd just want to give away $1 million, but we don't have $1 million. In fact, I learned that from Steve Martin, actually, how to make $1 million in real estate. Here's what he said. First, get $1 million. Okay. That's how you do it. Get it? Okay. That's funny. Come on. All right. Let's do this DDD. Called Freaked Out. Remember that song? Freak Out. Yeah, I'm not doing that well. Luke chapter 21, verses 12 through 15. As many of you may have noticed, the world seems at moments to tilt. The mountains at moments seem to come rushing into the sea, And it sometimes feels like the whole thing's going to implode. Luke chapter 21, verse 12 through 15. But before all this, they will lay hands on you and persecute you. They will deliver you to synagogues and prisons, and you will be brought before kings and governors, and all on account of my name. This will result in your being witnesses to them. But make up your mind not to worry beforehand how you will defend yourselves. For I will give you words and wisdom that none of your adversaries will be able to resist or contradict. So there's a lot of people that are freaked out. We talk about eschatology, not a ton, but a little bit on the show. And eschatology is the study of the last things. It's just a fancy word for studying the end times. That's all it is. And the idea is to understand that there are different groups. There's dispensational theology. There is theology that really operates not. See, dispensation is a season or a time, and they think there's seven dispensations, and they think there's seven, and that's why at the 7,000th year, blah, 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 blah. Okay, I'm just giving you kind of the fasties. Then there's premillennialism, which believes that there's going to be a 1,000-year reign of Christ literally on earth. There's amillennialism that believes that the reign is spiritual. There's postmillennialism that believes that that reign takes place, and that's the culmination that brings in eternity, whereas premillennialists believe that after that 1,000-year reign, there's going to be a rebellion, and then that's squished, and then that brings in eternity. And then amillennialists believe that that's all going to happen, but not that way. That's kind of a really fast cliff notes. So when Jesus said, before all this, they will lay hands on you, what is the before all this? How much before? How long? How's that going to go? Nobody knows that. You can say, well, that was meant for those first century or second century Christians. And the answer to that would be, well, then so is everything else. You know, that Jesus said that way. That's kind of a silly thing because that has been a repeated history, pattern of history for the church. That they laid hands on Christians. They're doing that right now. ISIS is doing that right now to Christians all over the world. Taking them down before they even have a chance. You know, it's like that's the goal. That's what they want to do. So, you know, will we be raptured away as the premillennial, pre-tribulation rapture person hopes? Or will it be mid where you can take so much, then you got to go? Will it be after because you got to go afterward? It's like, you know, it's great to speculate. And I don't even think it's wrong to speculate. I think it's wrong to make it an issue of fellowship. I think that's a sin, actually, that you're defining God's family by your take on how the show is going to end. That's kind of dumb because they didn't even know how the show was going to begin. But the idea that we may get pulled away or may not still remains a reality. Many people at this point did not think the church would go through as much as it's going through in America right now. And it's not even going through real persecution because real persecution is when they cut your head off. Not that we restrict your taxes. There's a difference. But the restrictions on Christians is a stepping stone, without a doubt. So the question is, if we end up getting persecuted, you know, are we somewhat prepared? I mean, there's this mentality that, no, I can't handle it. I just got to fly away. It's like, okay, but if that doesn't happen, you have to have the attitude that Revelation 3:2 talks about where you have to strengthen that which remains. You have to stay firm in your faith. You can't just jump ship. So the easiest way to go about this is to make up your mind. You can choose ahead of time not to worry about this. Now, we see all this stuff going on in the news, and they think they're going to do this. And there's people, it's so bizarre because there's people in the LGBTQRSTUVWXYZ community that believes that they're going to round all of them up under Trump. And then there's this whole other conservative side of Christians who think that all the Christians are going to be rounded up and put in camps. And it's like, look, regardless of how it shakes down, by the grace, may we go early, if we are required to endure, regardless, we don't have to be afraid of what's coming. God does not encourage us to fear the future if we are walking the future in trust in Him. He doesn't say, you know, you should be so afraid, you should tremble, you should hide in a little bucket where nobody can hear you or see you. That's the only way to do it. Well, that's not what the Christian's called to. We have to make up our mind. Whatever Jesus is telling us, he's telling us here, you got to choose ahead of time not to worry about your future. What's going to happen in a week? No idea. What can you do about it right now? Nothing. Because it hasn't happened yet. People go, well, that's not true. I can be preparing. Okay, I'm just saying this and don't get offended. But if the world implodes tomorrow, what a waste, right? You don't know. You can do your best to set things up and surrender it to God. Because if the Lord wills, we will do this and that and whatever. And then Jesus says at the end of that, he said, I will give you. Here's what Jesus is saying. Hey, whatever happens, I will help you get through it. I will help you handle it. Don't freak out. I got you covered. Even if you sink, Jesus will be there to pick you up before you drown. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.